الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى النبي أولى بالمؤمنين من أنفسهم وأزواجه أمهاتهم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our main objective in life, our goal, our reach in life is the love for Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If you've got the love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we've got everything. And if you've got everything but the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, everything is valueless and insignificant. Our objective, our endeavor, our efforts is all to reach and gain the love and muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. O Allah, I ask of you your love, your muhabbat. وَحُبَّ مَنْ يُحِبُّكَ. And the love of those people that love you, so that could become a means of loving you. وَحُبَّ عَمَلٍ يُقَرِّبُنِي لَا حُبِّكَ. And the love of those amal, those actions, those deeds, through which I could get closer to you. So any way where I could get close to Allah, oh Allah, grant us that love, grant us the means of that love as well. One way of getting close to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the most effective way, or rather the only way, is to love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, your iman is never perfect until I am not more beloved to you than your father, your children, and all of mankind. In order to get the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we have to have the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and go through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in us to be able to reach Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Otherwise, if a person thinks he's going to get the love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala without having the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's going to be an exercise in futility. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'mineena min anfusihim. The Nabi of Allah is more closer to us than what we are to our own selves. Wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. And the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are the mothers of the believers. Just as we have to love Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we also have to love the family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Hajj. Such an important occasion. He just came coming on from the plains of Arafat, mounted on his camel Qaswa. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions this statement, Inni taraktum fi మాలవ్ అఖస్తుం బిహిమా లంత దిల్లు. ఐ హవ్ లెఫ్ట్ అమంగ్ యూ టూ థింగ్స్, ఇఫ్ యూ హోల్డ్ ఫర్మ్ టు దట్ యూ విల్ నెవర్ బి డివియేటెడ్. కితాబుల్లాహ్ వ ఇత్రతి అహ్లి బైతి. ఐ హవ్ లెఫ్ట్ ద కితాబుల్లాహ్. You hold firm to the Kitabullah, you'll never be deviated. The Quran Kareem is our source of guidance. And second, my family. The family, Allama Tawra Bashti Rahmatullah Alayh, explaining this hadith, family of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam refers to the progeny of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and wa azwajuhu, the wives of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we want to love Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we want the closest to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should also have love and trust on the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, including the wives of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Having love for someone is not just love, having trust on the person. What the person says, to follow the guidance of the person, to have the reliance on whatever the person has to say. In one hadith, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ahibbullah bima yaghzukum min ni'mah. Love Allah tabarak wa ta'ala because Allah blessed us with so much of ni'mat. And, wa ahibbuni li hubbillah. Love me for the, because of the love for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You want to love Allah? You got to love me. You can't love Allah without having loving me. And thirdly, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, وَأَحِبُّ أَهْلَ بَيْتِ لِحُبِّي. And love my family because of love for me. So anybody who say they love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they don't love the family, the claim is false. Anybody who says they love Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, slogans of the love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but we exclude the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then that is false, that is lies, and it is just an expression of falsehood. With Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the love for the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is an integral part of our iman. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the Mubarak wives of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran Kareem. Ya Nisa al-Nabi, لَسْتُنَّكَ حَدٍ مِّنَ النِّسَىٰ. O wives of the Nabi, you are not like any other woman. You have a high lofty position. Anybody that has iman in them, they would never pass by without having the greatest amount of love for the wives of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, including the extended family of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the Mubarak wives of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Hazrat Umme Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. Umme Habiba radiallahu ta'ala, the actual name was Rabala, and Habiba was the name of the daughter of Umme Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, and therefore her title is Umme Habiba. Her father's name Hazrat Abu Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just take time to ponder and reflect. What was the family situation? On one side, Abu Sufyan is the leader of the Kuffar. And almost 23 years have passed by in fights, in battles between Abu Sufyan, the leader of Makkah, and Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslimin. On one side, we would say the father-in-law is there, and on the other side, son-in-law. So close in family relationship, but so distant, which divided them on the line of Iman and Kufr. Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam in the beginning stages. Her father is the leader of the Kufar, but from the midst of Kufr, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala created Umm Habiba, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed her with Iman. She with her husband Ubaidullah ibn Jahash, they migrated and went away to Abyssinia. At the time, at the height of the oppression and persecution in Makkah Mukarramah, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned tafarraqu fil ard, disperse on earth, and a group of people went to Abyssinia, among them was Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha and her husband Ubaydullah ibn Jahash. Now Ubaydullah ibn Jahash, when he went to Abyssinia, unfortunately he became a renegade and he came out from the fold of Islam. Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha says, few days before he became a renegade, I saw a dream. Horrible dream, frightening dream. So I mentioned it to him to caution him. But it was unfortunate, he did not take the correct path, and shortly thereafter, he had passed away. She said that whilst I was spending my iddat, Habiba says, whilst I was spending my iddat, once in my dream, I heard somebody calling out to me, Ya Ummal Mu'mineen, O Mother of the Believers. See, I woke up shocked. I never knew what could be the interpretation of the dream. Only to my surprise, that after my iddat had finished, I received a proposal from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala was in Abyssinia in a foreign land. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Madinatul Munawwara. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a message to one Sahabi, Amr ibn Umayyah Damari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, go to Najashi, the king of Abyssinia, and go and tell to him, if Umm Habiba is ready to get married to me, then he, Najashi, should act as my wakil, act as my representative to get me married to Umm Habiba. This forms the basis of marriage by proxy. Where two people wish to get married, one in one country, another one in another country, the marriage by proxy, the base of it is the marriage of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. Another thought provoking point is, Najashi being the king, just recently have accepted Islam, but how much of trust the Rasul of Allah have to appoint him as the wakil of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to get him married to Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. What a great honor on Najashi, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has bestowed. Najashi called one of his slaves, Abra, go to Umm Habiba and tell to Umm Habiba that there is a proposal in marriage for her from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Abra goes to Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha and makes the proposal, she readily accepted without any hesitation. And out of joy and happiness, she took out her earrings, she took out her bangles, she took out her anklets, and she took out her finger rings and gave it to Abra as a gift. You have come to me with such a great proposal. It's a moment of happiness and joy. The Rasul of Allah has proposed for me in marriage. She took out all her jewelry and gave it immediately. Then, Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, with the instruction and advice of Najashi, that if she happens to accept the proposal, then she must appoint somebody as her wakil, as her representative to get her married. On one side, Najashi was going to be the representative of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and here, Umm Habiba, somebody has to be her representative. So she appointed Khalid ibn Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala to be her representative to get her married. It was at night time. Najashi gathered all the Muslimin that were there, Hazrat Jafar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and all the Muslimin, and Jafar radiallahu ta'ala, and Najashi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he had performed the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, I just want to read out to you all the khutbah that Najashi read in the nikah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Umm Habiba. Very thought-provoking khutbah. And what's the words of Tawheed, the selection of words of Najashi when he performed the nikah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with Umm Habiba. He says, the khutbah is, this was at night, the nikah took place. Remember the background coming as a Christian. Alhamdulillahil Malikil Quddus. As-salamul mu'minul muhaymin. All the names of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the sifat, the qualities of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Further, Al-Azizul Jabbar. Allah is Almighty and Allah is Most Powerful. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Najashi is saying, coming from a Christian background, I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad is the slave and the Rasul of Allah. Wa annahu alladhi bashara bihi Isa ibn Maryam. And he, referring to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that very same personality concerning whom Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam has predicted coming into this world. And then at the ending he says, sallallahu alayhima as-salam. May salat and salam be upon both of them, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Isa alayhi salatu wa sallam. Amma ba'du. فَإِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ كَتَبَ إِلَيَّ أَنْ أُزَوِّجَهُ أُمِّ حَبِيبَ بِنْتَ أَبِي سُفْيَانَ. He addresses the congregants and he tells them, verily the Rasul of Allah have written to me that I get him married to Umm Habiba bint Abi Sufyan. فَأَجَبْتُ إِلَى مَا دَعَى إِلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So I have accepted the wakalat. I have accepted the representation of Nabi Kareem to represent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not only have got him married to Umm Habiba, قَدْ أَصْدَقْتُهَا أَرْبَعَ مِئَةِ دِينَارِ. And I, on behalf of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have handed over to Umm Habiba 400 dinars as mehr, as dowry for Umm Habiba on behalf of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the khutbah that he had read. Now the khutbah of Khalid ibn Sa'id, the representative of Umm Habiba. He stands up and he says, make this khutbah. الحمد لله أحمده وأستعينه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. In which is the expression of Tawheed and the Risalat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. He says that Almighty Allah تبارك وتعالى sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with huda, with guidance, with a true religion, so that the true religion of Islam dominates all the religions, even though the mushrikeen may dislike it. Amma ba'du. فَقَدْ أَجَبْتُ إِلَى مَا دَعَى إِلَيْهِ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Nabi, the Rasul of Allah have made a proposal to Umm Habiba. I'm representing Umm Habiba. So, وَزَوَّدْتُ Umm Habiba بِنْتَ أَبِي سُفْيَانِ. So I have got Umm Habiba bint Abi Sufyan married to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fatabarakallah li Rasulillah. May barakah be for the Rasul of Allah. The nikah was performed. People want to wake up and go away. Najashi told everybody, sit down, sit down, sit down. Don't go away, don't disperse. It is the sunnat of the Anbiya, the sunnat of the prophets. After a nikah takes place, they conduct a walima. Najashi is saying it. He was well read on the details and the sunnat of the Anbiya. Najashi himself prepared the food and he fed everybody in the name of the walima of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. What expression of love that Najashi had for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now he has undertaken to give the meher to Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala. So he took that 400 dinars, he gave it to Abra, go now and give this 400 dinar, the meher, to Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala. Now Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala was excited in any way. When that 400 dinars came to her, she had taken out the earrings, her anklets, her bangles, and gave it to Abra. Now from that meher money, from that 400 dinars, she took out another 50 and gave it back to Abra. Now, Abra told to Umm Habiba, I've got instruction from Najashi. And probably Najashi must have heard of what was the response of Umm Habiba when the initial proposal came. So I got instruction from Najashi that I should not accept any gift from you. Now we understand, one is a gift out of happiness, out of emotion, but Najashi did not want any loss and nuksan to take place to Umm Habiba out in expressing a happiness. So he said that Najashi have told me not to take any gift from you. So whatever rings, bangles that she gave before, that was returned, and that 50 dinars was also returned. Then Abara told to Umm Habiba something amazing. Say, I want to give you assurance that whilst Najashi have accepted Islam, me too, I also accept Islam, and I've got love for the Rasul of Allah. She would frequent Umm Habiba, and she made one request to Umm Habiba. Do me a favor. When you go to Medina and you meet the Rasul of Allah, tell the Rasul of Allah, I gave salam. Tell the Rasul of Allah, I gave salam. And this request wasn't made one time. Every time she would come in the gathering by Umm Habiba, she would say, please don't forget my request. Don't forget my request. Don't forget my request. It shows that the inborn thing in this woman, Abara, in a distant land, in the center of Africa, in the beginning of state of Islam, was her love for Rasul of Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is stated, she even mentioned to Umm Habiba that Najashi, after the walima, have sent an order to all his wives. Najashi's wives, he sent an order to all his wives that the Rasul of Allah got married today to Umm Habiba. All of you should give gifts to Umm Habiba. Give perfumes and give other gifts to Umm Habiba. Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala says that the following day, or shortly thereafter, she received lots of gifts from the wives of Najashi in the form of perfumes and oud, which she collected and she went to took it to Madinatul Munawwara to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She mentioned everything to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how the nikah took place. The first time they are meeting after the marriage, came to Madina Munawwara, she told to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the experience of the nikah. Nabi Kareem kept on smiling until when Nabi Kareem said, when she told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the woman that represented came with the message, with the proposal, Abara, she conveys salam to you. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then responded to the salam of Abara. This was the nikah that took place between Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala anha. Umm Habiba radiallahu ta'ala, at that time when she got married to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she was 37 years of age. And she passed away when she was 74 years of age. She is buried in Jannatul Baqi in Madinatul Munawwara. The last wife of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. This was the last nikah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. After this nikah, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not get married to any other woman. The marriages of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam terminated with that. The father of Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha was Haris. The mother's name was Hind. She was the sister of Umm Fazl. She was the sister of Umm Fazl. Hadha Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his wife is Umm Fazl. And Umm Fazl's wife is Hind, who is, we would say, the khala of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'anhu. In fact, in the books of hadith, in Babu Salatil Layl or Babu Qiyamil Layl in Bukhari Sharif, there is a hadith where Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'anhu at times would go and spend the night by his khala Maymuna radiallahu ta'anha. And there's a hadith, Bittu Khali, I spent the night by my khala to observe the tahajjud, the qiyamul layl of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is stated that one morning Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up for tahajjud for qiyamul layl. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took out water from the leather bag, made wudu, he started his qiyamul layl. And I quietly made wudu, and instead of standing on the right hand side of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I stood on the left hand side. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam pulled my ear a little bit and drew me onto the right hand side. So we understand from this riwayat that Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'anhu, he was the nephew of Maymuna radiallahu ta'anha, and that was because his mother Umme Fadl and Maymuna, they were Hind, they were sisters to each other. Now Maymuna radhiyallahu ta'ala was previously married to a person by the name of Abu Ruhum or Abu Raham. He passed away. Nabi Kareem Sassam got married to Maymuna radhiyallahu ta'ala during Umratul Qadha. You'll know the famous incident when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba wanted to go to make Umrah, and they were stopped, they were prevented by the Kuffar. And it was told to them, come the following year, come only for 3 days. Now because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the state of Ihram, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to abandon, make Ravz of that Ihram, and then the following year he put on another Ihram to make Qaza of the previous Umrah. It was in this journey that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in a state of Ihram when he got married to Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. And the nikah took place in a place called Sarif. Sarif is, when you, especially nowadays, when you're coming from Medina to Munawwara and you're coming into Makkatul Mukarrama, that road from Medina coming into Makkah, it's about, from where Masjid al-Tan'im is, it's probably maybe in terms of drive, maybe less than 5 minutes, is a place called Sarif. And that is a place where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to her. The marriage was consummated there. And the most surprising part is the place where the marriage was consummated, that's the place where Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala passed away as well. And the qabr of Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala is there. And very often when we're coming from Medina, coming to Makkah, you just take the turn on the right hand side, you can see a huge white building there. That is the place, that is the qabr of Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. So this is in brief the marriages. Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, in the marriage, she was represented as a wakil. Her wakil was Hadha Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he is the one that performed the nikah. Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu performed the nikah between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha. Last is Maria Qibtiyya. She was given as a gift by Muqawqis, who was the king of Alexandria. At that time it was Egypt. And it is through this union that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's son Ibrahim was born. When we are discussing the children of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will discuss this in more detail inshallah. Once again, the purpose of discussing the Mubarak wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to instill in us the great value of the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some people ask questions, why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took so many wives? And alluding to, was it a matter of passion? Was it a matter of beauty? What was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam attracted to? The question to ask is, why would such great illustrious woman get married to somebody who would suffer a life of poverty? The hadith, it mentions 3 months would pass by, there wouldn't be anything to cook in the houses of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why would Nabi sallam get married to such woman, and why would such woman get married to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? There's so many, there could be lots of women who would excel even greater amount of beauty, but Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got married to this woman for the purpose and a benefit of deen, so that the domestic life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be observed by this great illustrious woman, who would then pass it over to the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire purpose of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's marriages was for the benefit of deen, so the ummah could benefit from the knowledge and from the information that would come out from the household of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We make dua, Allah put into us deep love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah reward the wives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on our behalf. We are nowhere close to them. All we have for them is love for them. And we hope that it is this love that will inshallah earn us the rahmat and the jannah of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala.